The following program, Around the Town Chicago, is sponsored by Alan Breslov and, to the extent applicable, their guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Around the Town Chicago, your reach to Chicago's vibrant theater and dining scene is brought to you in part by Dan De La Cruz, your State Farm good neighbor, with offices in the north and western suburbs. Howard Frum Jewelers, want to buy a watch? Howard, your man, howardfrum.com. And the great folks at Purely Meats, where you can buy meat that can't be beat. www.purelymeat.com. Hey, here we are. We had a little headset problem. You know, got to make sure we have clean and good headset going along. Hi, everyone. It's Sunday, and it's July. It's a day after my ears, my head's still swelling from all the stuff going on last night. Man, oh, man. From our balcony, we could see all the fireworks going around and all the burbs around, but I got to get the homeowners people to cut down some trees. I got a little block view. So it's Al Breslov and Frank Mecho Around the Town, Chicago. Welcome on a 90-degree sunny
every day. Luckily, at night, it actually cools off a little bit. That's really nice.
Yeah, we've had some outside dining that we've done where it's been pretty good, even though it's been 90. Doesn't feel like it. And in the evening, it does go down to 68 to 72. So that's like
perfect.
Comfy as can be. So it's a beautiful day today. I do want to, you know, since theater, we're not running to theater on a regular basis.
That's
for those
for
of
sure.
you who know, theater is my thing. Theater and dining are the things that we do. AroundTheTownChicago.com is the website where you'll find answers to the quizzes and questions that I will ask during this hour. A phone number here, when we do ask a question, we ask you to call 773-763-9278. Call us. We'll give you some gift cards. We give things away. And thanks to Dan De La Cruz State Farm, he takes care of sending those out to you. So you get them really quick.
And your good neighbor ends up sending them out to you.
Right. So I want to wish a happy birthday to Wendy Spatz over at the Greenhouse Theater. Oh. Normally, I would find some time to get to see her by stopping in on Lincoln Avenue, but theater isn't open now. So, Wendy, happy birthday. Hope you have a glorious day today.
But it's a gorgeous day. And you know what? It's a perfect 4th of July. It was a good celebration. So.
Lots of, you know, considering that most everybody was saying they were canceling their fireworks. I know the city of Chicago did, but man, the sky was ablaze.
You know what? The city can save money. The neighbors were doing better fireworks shows and constant stuff.
Evidently, there were a lot of trips made to Indiana.
Oh, yeah. I made one of those trips. So.
A lot of people picking up stuff. So this was a kind of different, a little different. A lot of restaurants that normally you would go to were not open. On a Saturday, number one, and 4th of July falling on a Saturday. But what a lot of them did is that they had these special barbecue kits where you could call, or you could during the week, or you can go online and you could order the kit and come and pick it up Saturday morning. Huh. And had everything you needed to prepare a meal for 4, 6, 8. And it's really a very clever idea that, you know, one of the things that's happened since we've gone into this, you know, COVID period where we've been in isolation and quarantine and kind of hiding away is that we've learned to make adjustments to our lives. We're doing things differently. Jane and I are taking a day, you know, every week we're finding a town to go to that I haven't been to in over 20 some odd years from my Yellow Page days. This weekend we went to Antioch.
Yeah,
and I haven't been there since the Chain of Lakes phone book that we did at Sprint.
What's in Antioch?
Antioch has a lot of antique stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, the Chain of Lakes, there's a whole bunch of lakes up there. As long as you go along the roads, there are lakes where people dock their boats or they're out in the water. And they can go, you know, McHenry and all these other areas of Crystal Lake. They can go all the way to Wisconsin, I guess. And I don't know if it ties into Lake Geneva. I'm not sure how the other lakes go.
But doesn't the Chain of Lakes hook into another river that goes into the Mississippi?
I think it goes everywhere. That's why they're a chain. There's so many. But we saw, like, we were sitting in a restaurant called the Vegas Cafe, mm-hmm. which is, I remember 20-some-odd years ago. I'm not sure if it's the same ownership, but I remember going there whenever we were working the canvas in town. We'd stop there, and that would be a place the guys would meet for lunch and talk about the positives and negatives of the day so far. And of course, on the way out, we'd always stop at the Dairy Queen, get that little ice cream cone for the 25-minute ride back home. So it's a lot of little shops. And most of them are the same shops that were there 20-some-odd years
ago.
Really? Oh. Yeah, they did have some great signs. It said, open for business. Every store had an open for business sign on it, which is a good feeling to see that the town has done well. They've had very, very few people get sick. Illinois is a little bit slower than everybody, but Illinois is doing better than a lot of other places. So our governor did a good job in doing what he did.
But now, yeah, because I got to look up Antioch, because doesn't it have some historical markers or anything to it? Because it's supposed to be very beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful. It's very, and you know, I don't know if there's historical stuff, but I noticed one of the things about the buildings, all the buildings, the older buildings, have dates and names on them.
Ooh.
So there was one that said Seton on it. So it must have been the Seton family. And in 1908, they built that building, and they put it up there so they could be proud. And if we when we were in Geneva last week, there were two or three buildings that had people's names on it, the Anders Building. And I think that's what people did. And if you drive through the city of Chicago and you drive down...
Where the old...
Yeah, some of those buildings, if you look on the top, you will see a name.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes a date. That is a family... Who or the people who built that building and the year that they put that building up. And it's memories, and there's probably, now that we have Google, you can probably check it all out and find out more about those people and those families just by doing that.
So did you do a nice little walking tour through Antioch?
Yeah, we just walked a little bit. We went into a few shops. Jane bought a little T-shirt. And, you know, she got to buy something to remember that town, a little souvenir. So she did get a nice T-shirt. And we had a nice little lunch, and we just... went to Dairy Queen and did the Dairy Queen because you couldn't get out of town
That's so heart healthy.
Yeah, you can't leave town without going to the Dairy Queen. So,
but a lot of those towns, that's what they're known for, is just the Dairy Queen and that's it.
Right. Yeah. So we went this week. We did do the first review of a restaurant where we actually physically went to the restaurant. Now, we know that most all the restaurants have kind of opened up inside as well as the outside seating. We still selected to sit outside. Feeling a little more comfortable. It's still in my comfort zone. I know that everybody's doing everything they can to do the cleanliness and everything else. But we went to a restaurant that's down in the city. Mm-hmm. We went all the way down into the city.
Wow.
We went over on Kinzie, the 108 Kinzie, which is right by state, between state and Newport. And you know what the neat thing used to take on an evening, an hour and a half to 2 hours to get downtown by car? We did it in about an hour and three.
Did you notice that traffic is now picking up going into the city?
But even picking up an hour and three, to me, is a blessing to get down there. So we went to a restaurant, and the name of the restaurant is Mercadito. M-E-R-C-A-D-I-T-O. And it's Mercadito River North, because it's River North, and it's Chicago. Now, they do, at one time, I think they had a couple other. It is... a Mexican restaurant, and I'm charming, and primarily tacos, different kinds of tacos. They have a brisket, they have a steak, they have chicken, they have all these different things. Some of it was just a little spicy for Jane. Okay, it didn't bother me. I always tell the wait staff, you know, his name was Jorge, I said, do me a favor, I have a bald spot. If you see steam coming from that bald spot, don't bring me anything that'll make it any worse. That put a little dampness on there, a little damp towel.
They couldn't spice it down for Jane, huh?
No, but it wasn't that bad. Oh. It was for her, it's just, you know, and it was hot, you know, all day, so she may have felt it, but she enjoyed it. And she said it was by far the best guacamole that she has ever had, and that's her favorite thing. I mean, every Mexican restaurant... she goes right for guacamole. She has to have guacamole. She said she is, and with all the restaurants we've gone to, this was the best that she ever had. So we are going to give away a gift card. I don't have the cards yet, but we'll get them out to you. Nope, no problem at all. And all we ask is, what did Jane's drink? What was the name of the drink that Jane had? If you call 773-763-9278, tell us the name of her cocktail, her beverage, at this restaurant. The review is up at AroundTheTownChicago.com. and we'll get you a gift card to go there. Or if you don't want to go there, you can go to Koi, you can go to Lisud. We'll make sure that you get taken care of somewhere.
Yeah, it was fun to see all these nice restaurants. So July 3rd was my brother's birthday, so we had a group so that...
Tell him happy birthday. If you're
happy birthday, Neil. You know, even though he was late coming to his own party, but that's typical for the Metcha family. But we went for Italian, we went to Bartucci's, and they did a beautiful job outside and inside. They have these huge cement planters filled with flowers separating you from the next table and stuff, so you have a good separation.
Oh, good.
And inside, they only have four tables in that whole place. Oh, that's it, just four. So everything is outside, and the food, of course, was magnificent, and once I said, you know, WCPT. We got a really nice dessert and all that out of it. So, and people need to remember, if you say WCPT, you will get a nice dessert from them.
Okay. So, yeah, tell people where Bartucci's is.
Bartucci is on the northwest side of Chicago, right there on Harlem and Addison, between Addison and Belmont.
Yeah, it's north of Belmont, south of Addison.
It's like more like Roscoe Newport right. Street. And wonderful parking there, friendly staff. We spent over 2 hours. They never rushed you once.
So. A lot of the restaurants I'm noticing, because it was, have little signs saying that there's a maximum time, only because there's so few tables available sitting outside. And inside, I noticed that we went by the Continental Restaurant just for a group meeting the other day. A bunch of the guys from Yellow Pages got together. Huh. And inside their restaurant, they put plexiglass partitions between booths. They've moved tables around. They're all trying to do the same thing, is that stay in business, keep people happy, give us restaurants to go to that are clean, that are following the guidelines, so that we can get out of the house a little bit and live a life that's a little better. It's tough. It's a tough thing. It gets crazy.
I thought of you Wednesday. I went for something I haven't done in almost 6 months. I went and got a manicure and pedicure.
Ah.
And so I went to this one place called Nancy's Nails. It was so the first thing she has you do is wash your hands. The minute you walk in.
Did they take your temperature when you walk in?
They had you wash your hands. And then each section, you know how they had those things that you soak your feet in?
Yeah, I did that. I had a pedicure this week, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
They have a liner inside. And then they had these plastic shower curtains on both sides of you so that you're separated from everything else. And then there's a partition between you and her when she works on your feet. It was so clean and so nice and so wonderful. I didn't know that you go for that.
I don't normally, except during the summer because I have sandals. And once in a while, I wear my sandals. And you know Jane, so you know that
yes.
She's looking at my toes saying, those are no good. You can't wear those sandals. You can't go out like that. So we went. She was getting a manicure, and I was getting a pedicure. And the first thing when we walked in is they took our temperature. They won't even let you, if there's any fever, anything over a certain amount, that's it. And then they had the plastic, everything. It was just so clean. It was perfect. And there were only a few people in the whole place anyways.
They only allowed, I think, 5 in the entire place. That was it. So they were keeping it very small,
and
which I liked.
That's a problem financially for a lot of these businesses, but it's what they have to do to get people to come in, because otherwise I don't think anybody would go in. If you knew there was somebody right next to you and there wasn't some kind of protection and they didn't wear a face mask. I mean, even when I got my hair cut, I had a face mask on. Mm-hmm. And the only time I got to remove from my ears was so they could trim around my ears. Otherwise, and I had to hold it in a manner so that there was no way that if I coughed or sneezed, anything would happen, or if she coughed or sneezed, anything would happen. So it's good that we're learning how to do these things. The restaurants have totally changed how they treat people and how they do things. Went this morning to meet my friend Larry, who's just going back to Florida. He came in for something here, and today's his last day. So I met him for breakfast. I went over back to Experience, because that's where we went when he got here, and they just opened. So we went back there, and I still want to give away a $25 gift card for Experience, which is in Wheeling.
Did you eat inside or outside on that one?
We ate outside. Outside, they have great tables. It's a perfect spot. They take part of the parking lot, not to sit in, but taking some of the parking lot to block off so that no cars can be near you, which means no people are going to be near you. So the Experience It's on Dundee Road in Wheeling, which is a brand new one, and the food there is really, really good. We've had a couple of meals there and really, really enjoyed it. So if someone can read my review on AroundTheTownChicago.com and tell me what I ate when we were there, it's pretty simple. 773-763-9278. And if you call and tell me the name of the thing on the menu that I had, you get a $25 gift card to go there with yourself. And you can enjoy the same thing I had or something
now,
else.
Have you tried any restaurant eating inside yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
This has not come. We haven't gone to it yet. We're as long as the weather's the way it is and it's comfortable, there's really no reason. Even last night we went out for dinner for the July 4th. We went to what's the name of the place now? I can't think of it. Char House. Jameson's Char House.
Oh, very
went
nice.
To the one in Arlington Heights. What they did is really clever. They actually rented a tent. They had a patio area that they've always had, but it was never with a tent, never with a roof. So they added the roof and lights, and they took it out a little further so that they took away, it looks like, 6 parking places. Mm-hmm. Now, they're open inside as well, too. But first, it was a delightful evening. It was a magnificent meal. Our granddaughter, Caitlin, who just moved back from the East Coast, joined us for dinner. And we had a really good time, again, sitting outside. I'm not ready to go back in as long as we don't have to.
Because I know during the summertime, I very rarely eat in a restaurant inside. I always prefer restaurants that have outdoor seating and stuff.
Yeah, I always have too.
Because it's so limited in Chicago on how good our weather is.
Right,
so.
And when we have a good day, you want to take advantage of it. And the beauty right now is that we've grown accustomed to doing it. It's become part of our lives. So as long as we're not thinking going in, and the restaurants have done this and made it so comfortable, hey, why not? Okay. We have somebody on the line with us or?
Not yet.
Okay.
So, but I know, when I had 2 friends that came over for the first time leaving their house in 4 months. They took this thing seriously to the point.
There's a lot of people.
And so they came to my house, and what made them feel comfortable is when they walked in, I had that huge UV light that I bought.
Does that really work?
Oh, yeah. The hospitals use them. They make them now in a small thing for your watches, cell phones, and electronic devices that you can do. So everybody stood in front of that with their eyes closed, so they didn't look at it, and then they felt comfortable. Everybody had to wipe their hands. I had the disinfectant for the hands, and then I told everybody, go outside, but they all want to sit in the kitchen and eat.
So that's good. Let's go to Janet.
Oh, we got something good.
Yeah, Janet, you're on the line with us. How are you, Janet? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Did you have a good 4th of July?
I did. How about you?
Really good. I got to watch a lot of fireworks. We had a nice, just everything has been real nice. We had to change our lives a little bit, but we managed to make it through.
Yeah, we did too. We had a great time.
All right.
It was great.
All right. So what, you have an answer to Jane's drink?
I do. The Omega Sandia.
That's it. You got it.
Wow.
Wonderful. Now, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. Don't hang up.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. All right, I'm getting gift cards. He's sending me gift cards. He was going to put them in the mail, and then we had a holiday. Okay. So I can send you there, or if you want to go somewhere else, if you live in the city and you want to go to Lesud, or if you're a person who likes koi for sushi, I can send you there. If you're in the burbs, I can send you somewhere there.
Where do you live?
In Skokie.
All right, well, we've got a sushi restaurant is called Koi, and that's in downtown Evanston. It's a marvelous place. Sandy does great stuff there, and there they have outside and inside seating. The other place is called Lesud, which is in Roscoe Village. Roscoe Village is around where Lane Tech High School is.
Oh yeah,
and that's
I was born
a
in Roscoe Village.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, French. That's a French Mediterranean combination. If you've never had that, it's really good. It's very, very good. It's one of our choice places.
Ooh,
so, okay,
really, that's good.
Okay, we'll send you there then.
All right, we're going to send you to Lesud. Write that down, Devin, and then stay on. Devin will take your information and we'll get it to you right away. Thank you very much for listening and have a wonderful rest of the day, Janet.
You You too. Thanks so much.
Okay, now, what kind of drink is that? I never heard of it.
It is. Well, here's the thing. It's a Mexican drink, and they have these exotic drinks. So they had a couple of special things. And when you sat down, first of all, the restaurants have learned now, they have this paper menu thing they're doing, but they also have a thing where you can take a picture. They have a scanner, like a little square. You take a picture of it, and your phone now has the menu.
Oh.
And you open it up, and it's got the whole menu is there. But what this was, it was called a Casamigos Blanco, which is, I guess, a wine, mm-hmm. mixed with watermelon, ooh. Lime, and basil.
Wow, that's a great combination.
And she loved it. She really did. I drank something different. I had the Abascalo. I had a smash, which was I had Abascalo corn whiskey, which is a little different kind of whiskey, ginger,
okay,
lemons, and mint.
So it's beer mixed. Oh, it's a wine that's mixed with.
It's whiskey.
Oh, it's whiskey mixed with ginger.
Abigail corn whiskey.
How did that taste?
It was great. I had two of them.
Oh.
Sorry, Doc. I'm going to tell my cardiologist, but I did have two. It felt like I was having a soft drink, but it was really good.
So I took your recipe last week.
Yeah, did you do it?
I did. Everybody loved it. Yeah. You know, so
for those of you who didn't listen, this is the cotton candy martini.
It was wonderful, and we found the cotton candy. I took whoever called in and told me to go to the dollar store. Yeah. So we went there. It's not as good as the ones from the carnival.
Different quality. There's dollar. Yeah. There's dollar cotton candy, and there's $700 cotton candy. So you know you want the Rolls Royce.
And the nice thing about it is, depending on how you spread it out in the glasses, each one takes a different color and stuff. You know.
Oh, like, yeah.
So but it was so smooth. And then my sister gulped it, and I said, "Rose, it's for sipping."
That's Rose. Okay, so we're talking about Rose, Frank. So that's Frank's sister, who also is now very busy making face masks.
But no, it was everybody loved it. So that was
all right. You know what I'm going to do? I don't think I posted it. So I think I'm going to do is I'm going to put the recipe on my website. So you'll find it at Around the Town Chicago. I'll put it under news or
if you want a fun drink that is pleasant for everybody and it's great for the summertime, you got to make a cotton candy martini. It's wonderful.
It's simple to do, and it watching it explode is part of the fun, and then the drink it tastes great.
Yeah,
I mean, it certainly satisfies your sweet tooth as well.
Definitely, and it's not overly sweet, so it's not that sickening sweet, but it's just sweet enough that it just goes down so nicely. So,
and we're going to take a little break coming up, but I hear something. I started to tell people, Jane and I are going every week, taking one day and picking a place to go. So, I would like our listeners who know of places that are fun, where there's a fun restaurant or two, and there's lots of little shops, and just some history to the town. So, I mean, there's places I know, Marengo, Illinois, and that are a little, as long as they're within about an hour and a half, that's fine. We can handle that. It could be somewhere west. It could be north, northwest, McHenry, Woodstock. If you can call and give us the name of a town that you think we would enjoy. You got most of you know a little bit about us, and you know I talk a lot about Jane, so a lot of people have figured her out already. So if you call 773-763-9278 and give us an idea, we will send you somewhere. We will give you a restaurant certificate. You'll win for not even having an answer, except that will be the answer. And then when we go to that town, we will mention it and tell you that we've gone. And maybe we'll mention your name in Sheboygan.
Oh, so. Because there's so many, you know, it's amazing how many people haven't discovered their own state.
Their own city? I've talked to people about something in Buffalo Grove, and they said, I've been in Buffalo Grove 25 years. I don't know where that is. Well, make a left at the corner and a right, and you're there.
No, there's so much in this state that people need to discover what's going on. Even getting down to Springfield is only a two and a half hour drive. Three, maybe if you're slow.
There's construction season. It can be four
God,
and a half.
I forgot about that.
All right, so we're going to take a little break here. We'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to Around the Town Chicago. Want to buy a watch? For years, people have been hearing this phrase in every big city. In Chicago, when you hear, "want to buy a watch," it's a little different. It's Howard Frum. And whether you are buying or selling, you will get the real thing. Mueller, Cartier, Patek Philippe, Breitling, and many more. Of greatest importance, hundreds of Rolex watches to choose from. In fact, over 450 in stock. Truly vintage and classics as well. For over 50 years, the trusted and most respected name in quality watches is Howard Frum, located at 5 South Wabash in the Jewelers Center on the 8th floor. Check out www.howardfrum.com or call him at 312-332-5999. Howard has been my guy for over 40 years. Make him your guy as well. Mention Around the Town, get a free gift. They also do repairs and restorations. Yes, make Howard your guy. Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Dan De La Cruz, right here in the Chicagoland area, can switch you over so you can start saving money today. Dan and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Dan, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call him at 630-516-0092 or 847-324-9595. Like a good neighbor, Dan De La Cruz is there. And we are back.
And so I was just looking up in just in Illinois what to see. And look at these this beautiful area with waterfalls and stuff in Illinois. Look at the color. Do you ever hear of Shawnee Woods?
No, Shawnee National Woods? I don't know that I've seen of Shawnee National Woods. I think I've driven by it, though.
It's southern Illinois, isn't it?
Yeah. Southern. Yeah. And then the other one is Starved Rock.
Well, Starved Rock I've been to.
Oh, you've been to?
One time I went to Starved Rock, and we were kind of walking around, and I got into a place where I couldn't figure out how to get out. I didn't, you know, without going straight up.
You got lost?
Yeah, I didn't get lost. I just got disheveled a little bit because we were drinking while we were walking.
Okay.
But it was kind of a cool thing. But I don't know if Starved Rock might not be open. Some of the parks aren't open yet, or the now, trails.
Now, Shawnee's open. They're saying they're open. And so I don't know how far in southern Illinois that is. But
yeah, it's a little further ride.
Is it? So, yeah. But maybe you should do an overnighter.
I don't think so. I don't even think I want to stay in a hotel yet. I'm not sure.
You got to camp.
Oh, yeah, no. Forget about that. Camping to me is going to a Holiday Inn.
I noticed. Is it a religious thing? Jewish
yeah, that's
men
part of,
do
yes,
not
it is.
Camp.
No, that's part of the... There is a group of people. In fact, there's a whole group of Jewish motorcycle riders
really?
Who also camp. I don't know. I only know one of them. And he moved away because he nobody wanted to be near him.
Yeah, I mean, I remember... We have a mutual friend, or we should say acquaintance, Gail. Her idea of camping was at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, it is. It's long, without room service. So I want to remind people that Dennis Watkins has introduced his new virtual show, The Magic Parlor at Home. I will post it. Information on there. It started Friday, July 3rd. It's going through the July 31st period. I will put all the hours and how to get it. If you have never seen Dennis Watkins perform his magic, you need to do it. So tonight it will get posted with all the rules and regulations of how to do it. It's a Zoom situation. So he will be doing magic with you. You who are watching will become part of the act. Kind of fun thing to do, okay? Also, for those of you who are old enough to remember Orson Welles.
Oh, yes.
War of the World was something that happened in 1938. In fact, I think it was on Halloween. George Garcia, if you're listening, he didn't get any costumes from you. I don't think you were open yet. But it was 1938, and this young upstart, really creative mind went on the radio and did a show called War of the Worlds, in which the United States, the world was being attacked by, I think it was Mars.
It's by Mars, yeah.
So what this is an audio show. And two of the theaters in Chicago, two of our sterling theaters, we have one of the theaters is the Porchlight Music Theater, mm-hmm. and the other is a Red Orchard, which is over on Wells Street. So they're two magnificent theaters that are award-winning from day one. And people like who know a Red Orchid, one of the things, that's Michael Shannon was one of the founders. Yeah. Michael Shannon is actually in this. He's mm-hmm. one of the actors who does this. This is not a show that you watch on your computer. It's one that you listen to on your computer because that's what we did when we were back in the old days.
Yes.
We used to sit and listen to, I'm 1938, I wasn't born yet.
Yes.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my father's eye. But radio, when I grew up, radio was still a big thing.
Oh, yeah, very big.
So we used to have Sunday evening, we would sit and listen to the radio. And very quietly, we would listen to the shows that we're on. We'd listen to amateur hours. We would listen to all kinds of things. That was our form of entertainment. So what this is the radio show. It's an audio show that is taking puts you there. It puts you like it's happening right there. And then they discuss it. So in between, there's a little bit before and after that gives you a little idea of what's going to happen and how it's happening. It's really cool. I mean, I just sat in my office. I kind of sat comfortably with my eyes closed like I did when I used to listen to radio, when radio was not talk radio like this.
Yeah.
And it was serials, and there were storylines, and people, the soap operas used to be on the radio. Tune in tomorrow to find out what's happening. All that good, exciting stuff. So it's really an experience. So I'm going to try to get Michael. I don't know if you're listening, but Michael Weber, I want you to come on and talk about your concept. He's the one that wrote this, and if somebody wants to tell me what year War of the I may have said it. Okay, if somebody wants to tell me a little bit about War of the Worlds, I will give them a dinner somewhere. So all you got to do is call 773-763-9278. I just want to give away a couple of dinners today. I want people to be happy.
Now, see, I'm that generation, I'm younger, where TV just started to make the big breakthrough. And so but of course, TV was black and white. But because of the tubes being so expensive and having to be replaced so often, you were limited on how much TV you got to watch.
Well, first of all, when I started to watch, there was nothing on until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, TV wasn't on until 4. And at midnight, it went off.
Yeah, remember they would do the national anthem at 11, 12 o'clock at night, and it was like a color bar that came on.
Yeah, there was a thing that came on called the test pattern.
Yeah.
And you heard a thing that went, and that ran all night. I thought there was somebody doing that. I thought there was a guy sitting going,
that's
and
his
he
only job.
All night. How does he do that? Wow, that's really something special.
Yeah, people don't realize there was no TV after midnight and stuff.
Right.
So
it was a very, very limited. Well, we only had 3 channels.
That's true.
And there was a limit. And, there was just certain things that you can see and not see. Okay, so we got a bunch of people on the phone.
Very good.
All right. Anthony. Welcome to the show, Anthony. Welcome to Around the Town.
Hey, welcome. Good to hear you guys.
Good to be heard. So what can we do for you? It doesn't say what you're calling about, so let's see what you're calling about so we can give you something.
I'm kind of a sci-fi guy. I kind of like War of the Worlds. It was great. I liked the movie. I liked the radio version was, October? It was broadcast on, I think it was a CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.
Yeah.
I think it was like a Sunday night, October 30th, 1938. It was just
that is correct. That is correct.
Fantastic.
All right, so we're gonna send you somewhere. Okay, this is actually a really neat thing to listen to because if you go on this thing and if you look at War of the World, you can go actually everybody. If you go to a redorchidtheater.org. Theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E .org. You can go online to click on and you can get on to watch this thing. And it's pay what you feel comfortable with, like donations.
Nice.
What they're using the donations for is to help the actors and the people in the company who are not eligible for unemployment, who are not getting any money during all this period of time. Kind of nice to help them out. All right, so Anthony, stay on the line, and we'll take care of you and get you a nice place to go. If you live in the suburbs, right?
You're I'm in the city.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. We'll take care of you. Devin will get your information. Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you. Denise, you're on the line.
Hi, I'm too late. He just gave my answer of 1938.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I love your show. I just discovered it about 3 weeks ago. I love it.
Oh, right, very good.
Always happy
we
to
always
hear
love
that.
New people
All right,
coming
so
on.
What are you calling for?
I was calling with the answer to the question, 1938, for War of the World.
All right. We'll send you somewhere. We're going to send you somewhere.
Don't worry. This is around the town.
This is I am Santa Claus. So here we go. All right. So what area do you live in, Denise?
I live in Chicago proper on the south side.
On the south side. All right.
Oh.
Okay. So we're going to do you go to the north side? Is north side okay with you? Or do you like going somewhere downtown?
I
got a restaurant downtown. That's really, really nice. It's an Italian restaurant, a little different kind of Italian restaurant. So we can send you to there. All right. So that one
That's great.
We'll send you to La Aventino, which is on Ohio Street, 355 Ohio.
Wonderful.
And if you look at my website, you can find my review of that so you get an idea of what kind of food you want. And we'll be happy to send you there. Okay. Devin, you got
Thank
that one?
You.
La Aventino. All right. Hang on the line. Devin will take your information and we'll get that right out to you, courtesy of
you.
Our good friends at State Farm. Okay. Hold on.
See, Santa Claus is back. It's Christmas in July. You know, we're going to beat the shopping network.
Hurry up. All right, so we're talking about Chris. We got Chris in Palatine. How you doing?
Hot and humid. I'm looking forward to winter.
Oh, no, no. Don't say that.
No. Wait, are you in the snow removal business or what?
No. hot. The two weathers I hate are hot and humidity, heat and humidity, and we got them both here. If I wanted to be hot and humid, I'd go down to New Orleans or someplace like
okay.
that. I think I'm a little older than you, gentlemen. I was born in 1950.
He's older than that.
Way older
and
than
you're
that.
Older than
I think
me.
The shoes I'm wearing were purchased in 1950.
you must have very big, either we currently have very small feet.
I have tiny little feet. Okay, so.
No, but I was going to say, first of all, regarding old television, I grew up on Long Island, and we had actually five stations out there. We had two, you know, besides the three major networks, we had two independent stations. One of the ones, WOR, which was Channel 9, and JANA, and WPIX was Channel 11. They had WOR had one movie on. They had called Million Dollar Movie. It was the same movie every night.
Really?
For the week. So you'd better have you better like the movie.
Yeah, otherwise you got a real problem. Boy, it must have been hard to get sponsors.
Yeah, well, you know, I at that age I didn't really notice that much. But the other thing was that they were show I don't know if they had this out here. Did they ever have a show called The Merry Mailman out in Chicago?
I don't remember that one.
What's it called?
The Merry Mailman?
The Merry Mailman.
No.
I never heard of that one. That must be an East Coast thing.
I remember the theme, but I can't remember the, you know, I don't remember what it was, but they had, basically it was a mailman coming in, you know, and then having little snippets of things. It was a kid's show. But, you know, what was interesting about War of the Worlds, of course, is just the difference in being aware of what was going on today versus, you know, back, you know, way back then. In the sense that the people were actually, you know, panicking. They were called into police stations. And there was really, you know, terror going on in New Jersey.
Yeah, actually, everybody was afraid that this was going to be the end of the world. That it was going to happen.
Yeah, this was actually reality. This was actually going on. And because you didn't have instantaneous communication, of course. You know, you basically everything that was out. I don't even recall if they had news shows on back. I mean, I wasn't born, obviously, but the people would come out with extras. You know, you'd hear the paper boys and various old movies yelling out extra. You know, the newspapers would come out with extra editions.
Right.
You know, for morning newspapers would come out with afternoon extras if something dramatic happened.
Right. Anything that was major, there was a thing. That was a whole thing of extra, extra. Read all about it.
Right.
It was such a big thing.
New York had probably a dozen different newspapers.
Oh, we had one time had about six or seven.
We had our two majors We actually had four majors at one time.
We
had the Daily News, the Sun-Times, the Tribune, and the Herald.
Yeah.
And then the Herald American was called. And when I was growing up, the TV went on at 4 o'clock, and then at 6 there was news from 6 to 6:30. Then at 10 o'clock, they had the news from 10 o'clock till 10:30. And that was it. I mean, after that, we had no other news. We had three major channels. And then WGN, yeah. And then we had Channel 11, which was WTTW, which was strictly educational.
We didn't count the public television station because nobody watched it. I mean, back then it was not entertainment. It was basically, a...
Education.
It was literally a high school, classroom being televised, with the same kind of, inspiration and dull monotone talk that most high school teachers had. Remember they had the New York Herald and then the New York Tribune, and then they combined to join the Herald Tribune.
Ours did too. The Tribune merged, and the Sun-Times merged with the Daily News. And in fact, I had a cousin by marriage back then who was connected with and wrote books and wrote for the papers. So we know that that was something different. Newspapers today are pretty much nobody's doing them for the most part.
It's all advertisement.
Yeah.
No, there was no advertisement. But besides a handful, the Washington Post and the New York Times. I mean, wouldn't give it 3 cents for the Tribune.
And, everybody wants to go online and get their news online.
Everything's
online.
And
it's online. A lot easier.
Well,
all right,
true.
So Chris, we're going to take your information. We're going to send you somewhere. We'll get you a nice dinner somewhere. Okay, we'll send you.
Okay, really quick question: do you think we're going to have? Is it going to be safe to go into a major theater in the fall?
Well, I don't know if it'll be in the fall. Here's what's going to happen: the major theaters are going to be more delayed. Broadway is not going to do. Broadway will not open until next year. Chicago.
Well, I have tickets to see Peter and Paul, up at the Jenny's. Genesee Theater. Thank you, in Waukegan. I mean, I was very disappointed. I was going to see Judy Collins at Ravinia, and then Peter and Paul. And I thought that going back to the '60s, and of course Ravinia is canceled, and now I'm not sure. Are you looking at the seating chart? I'm not sure I would go into concert isn't canceled for October, I wouldn't be there because it's there's no.
I believe the way they're going to have to do seating is. And I talked to the smaller theaters are gearing up for it already. If they have two seats, and let's say the first row, two seats are taken, the two seats next to that to the right will be vacant. The two seats next to that or four seats or whatever sold could be sold. When you go to the row behind it, where the two people are going to be seated in row one, nobody can be behind them. Then you could have two people, and so it'll alternate. They'll be on an angle alternation.
I understand. What happens, though, when the whole section is sold out?
They're not going to sell out every seat. They're going to reduce it. They're going to reduce it big time.
The tickets are already sold.
Oh, yeah.
They won't do that anymore.
What they're going to do is give you a refund or give you a chance to purchase new tickets.
They're going to switch those. They're going to give you switches based on that performance, because they will have, in like even the movie theaters, I was talking to somebody in one of the movie theater chains, and they said they're going to have to do it a lot differently. You're going to have to come there, buy your tickets a half an hour before, and then once you buy your seats, then they can sell the next seats to next people and keep going. So it's not going to be where you can pick and choose. They're going to tell you which ones are available, and you're going to have the option of staying in line and buying those or going back to the end of the line and waiting to see if you can get better seats that you want. So that's going to be part of the thing. And then they're also going to be doing, you'll buy your beverages, your popcorn, everything, while you're buying your tickets. You'll tell them what you want, and then they will be delivered to your seat by somebody in a carton and bag so that nobody else will ever touch it. So it's going to be in there and brought to you. So you are not going to go in line. You're not going to do all those things. But it's going to have to be worked out. It's like Santa's Village. It was all ready to open for July 4th. And because of rules and regulations and trying to follow all this, they can't put the park open the way they want to. So they're not going to open because they're not going to put anybody's lives in jeopardy or in danger. So they're going to do the thing that's the best thing for everybody, their employees, and for those people who are coming, we want to make sure, like he said, everybody is safe. So the Genesee Theater, I will be talking to them because they do, I do some programs with them and we give away tickets. So we haven't given it away because they don't know what they're doing yet. As they find out, they will give us, will keep us informed.
We'll keep everybody
informed.
We'll
keep everybody up to date on that. But the little theaters like the Skokie and some of the smaller, the Citadel, of them can work it out easier because they are limited seats to begin with. They can clock and put where do they want to put people. And that's the only way it's going to have to work.
I mean, I've been
to the touring theaters, though, are going to be really in trouble.
Those are the ones. Yeah. The touring theaters are going to be until next year.
Until they're ready and really ready, they're not going to be able to afford to bring them in and do all this kind of playing around with tickets. It just doesn't work.
There's going to be no touring theater this year. I can tell you that right now.
It's going to be different. Like I say, we have changed our ways. And
everything's going to be dependent on small theaters, I think, for what's going to happen. And hopefully they'll come up with something good.
All right, Chris, we're going to get your information. Thanks for calling in, and we'll get you off somewhere so you can have a nice meal on us, okay? Thank you.
I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Let's talk about some people. Everything that we're talking about is so different now that people are doing things different. One of them is taking classes online, taking classes through Zoom, all these different things. And Lauren, the lady from Four Chairs, who I just did a little concert thing I talked about that they did online, she is doing Cue the Music, where you can learn. So people who are between the ages, let me see, 13, I think, it's going to be July 13th through the 24th, people who are of ages 9 through 20 can get private lessons in music and singing, vocal lessons, teaching you how to perform, culminating with, at the end of all this, you're going to have, there'll be 4 one-hour sessions one-on-one through the magic of Zoom. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that, there will be a performance like the one that I just reviewed last week, where you will be able to sing and your family will be able to watch you and listen to you. Mm-hmm. And people you don't know will be able to listen to you. And it gives you that exposure. So it's a great, well, I've watched a lot of her performances. Eventually, these kind of things will be back in restaurants and clubs, but right now this is the way it has to be done. So I will post the information, but it's Four Chairs Theater. That's who you have to contact. And it's the program is where they'll get learning. The learning program is Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And there's from 10 o'clock till 1, there's 2 o'clock till 5, and there's 7 o'clock in the evening till 10. Different age groups, and she'll work with different
people. Four Chairs is known for their, but they work mostly with teenagers too, don't they, and young people?
This is young people. Yeah. So this is the actual ages for this is 9 years old to 20. And we know from the girls that we've had on the show, 9-year-olds are ready to go. They're, you know,
and that last show we saw with them, those, they had 5 chairs this time. Yeah. Every one of them had a magnificent voice.
And,
so.
And the ones that they've been doing on Zoom, mm-hmm. they have 14, 15 people singing.
Wow.
And that's pretty much what's going to happen with this. It's going to be 13, 20, who knows how many people Lauren's going to work with, but that's what it's going to be. So it's, I'll post this up as well, but it's called Cue the Music. It's coming up real fast. So you got to, it's the 13th is mm-hmm. right around the corner. So we got to make sure that's when it starts. And I think the registration is the next couple of days. So we'll get this up today, and then everybody can look at it and click on and go right to her and get more information. She's a wonderful, wonderful teacher director. So you're going to learn a lot, and that's what they want to do. Big things have happened over at Pride.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Pride Films and Plays has announced some changes. David Zack, after 10 years, has stepped down.
Really?
David stepped down. Well, I don't know how many things you've been reading and hearing and all the other things. So they're making some changes because it's time to grow. And Dontario Johnson will be elevated. He was one of the associate directors. Is now he will be the artistic director. And J.D. Caudill and Robert Olis will continue as artistic associates. David Zack will step down. He's been there for 10 years. Johnson was a nominee for a Pride as a man of no importance. Yeah. And he also directed America's Best Outcast Toy and Buyer and Seller at Pride. So he's good, he's talented, and he has the right direction of where they should be going. They grew fast, and when you grow fast, sometimes you make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the people that are at the top don't always look at the people coming up, and, you know, they're more concerned with bottom-line dollars versus how to treat talent. So it's very important for people that are in charge to treat talent the right way, just like it's very important for somebody who owns a business to treat the people who work for you the right way. So, you know, as much as we love David, he wasn't his job anymore. He grew beyond him. It got bigger than he could handle.
So I'll get the full story from you. I'll get the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. I'll do a Paul Harvey thing. Yeah, we'll have to do the rest of the story. Paul Harvey?
I wonder how many people remember Paul Harvey.
I doubt most of the people out there are too young.
That was the one nice thing. At noon every weekday, he was on the radio.
Well, he was on the radio twice every day because he did a story at noon, and then in the afternoon he did the rest of the story. So sometimes he gave you a teaser when he would be on, because he did, like, I think Angel was his wife. They did about 5 minutes or 7 minutes, and then when he came back, you got the nitty gritty, so you knew what was going on.
Was it WBBM or was it WCFL?
He was on WGN for a while.
Yeah,
he was on WGN for a number of years.
Okay,
yeah.
So it wasn't WBBM. Yeah. Okay.
No, but there's all kinds of stuff going on. Lisa Wolf, if you're listening, and I hope you are, I wish you the most luck with you guys moving back to WIND and doing your old-time radio. We talked about old-time radio at the War of the Worlds. Maybe you guys should be doing the War of the Worlds. So I'm going to send you an email later on that one.
I remember old-time radio, and that was a wonderful thing to listen to, except when the thing with the tube would blow in the middle of a show.
Well, yeah,
no such thing as recordings back then.
Right. Today there's no such thing as tubes. So there's a lot of changes in your life, right? I remember in the drugstore, when you walked into the drugstore, there was a tube testing machine right by the front door for TV tubes. They had these mammoth tubes that you would plug in. You had to go find the right thing and plug it in. And if it didn't light, that meant it was no good. So then you find one in the box below. You'd find one that had that number on it, and then you bought that number. And I think back then they were probably 60 cents, maybe 50 cents. It wasn't a different world.
But you know what? Back then, 50 cents was still considered a lot.
Right,
when minimum wage in 1967 was $1.60 an hour. So, you know,
Everything was in proportion. It used to be a couple of bags of groceries for $20. Your kids had to help grab it to carry it in. Now, if you spend $20 in the grocery, you put it in your pocket, and if it's in Chicago and you're a smoker, that's your cigarettes.
I remember, I think cigarettes were under $1, and then they went up to $12 in Chicago.
Thank God I don't smoke anymore.
I don't either.
Thank God. So we're going to try to get Michael Weber on for next week. We're going to talk to a few other people. I want to let everybody know that the steaks that from our meat people, they're just the best. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We sent some to Connecticut to the kids there, and they called us immediately and said they have never had anything as juicy and delicious as those. So purely meat is the best.
What did you do, dry ice them and send them over?
They have a whole program they do, and then they give you the FedEx number. They send you when the whole thing's going out. It's really very well done. I think the clock is probably running. How much more time we got?
You got another minute.
All right, so if anybody wants to call in quickly, we'll give you something. 773-763-9278. I just woke up today with such a good feeling that I wanted to give something away.
I know, you're so clean-shaven. I can't get used to this.
Yeah, well, this is a new world, you know. I got on the scale. I lost 4 pounds. And that's just from shaving.
I'm sure you really had a lot in there. So, and I'm sure Jane loves it.
She's so much happier than she liked the way I looked, but she says, I look younger now, I look more vibrant, and I don't scratch her face. So those are all the things that are important.
Maybe we got to get you a wig and see what that does.
No, we're going to do that when I'm crested. All right, we got these calls coming in. Oh my God, the phones are going up.
Are you kidding me?
We're going to take all these names, and we're going to get all these numbers, and we're going to call everybody back and give them something to win.
With 40 seconds left,
they're crazy. All right, so
we're going to get everybody. We'll take one.
All right.
We have time.
We got time to take one. So you're on the air with us. Devin, just take everybody else off the air. Are you on with us? Hello.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Jerry.
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon. What area do you live in?
I'm in right around Skokie.
Oh, we got a lot of Skokie. It must Skokie. Be Rose. Rose is working the town for us. All right, we're going to send you out for some dinner, okay?
Great. We
That's
will
a talk. Show.
All right, okay, thank you.
Stay on the line. We'll get your information. All right, Devin, are you getting everybody else? Getting two?
Good. We're off.